A new style of Mexican music is burning up the Latin Billboard charts. The music is called Duranguense, and in the past year, it has occupied as many as 5 of the top 10 spots. The popularity of Duranguense has taken the Latin music world by surprise. In the United States, most homegrown Spanish-language music comes from California or Texas. Duranguense is from Chicago. And in yet another unlikely twist, the music is inspired by one of Mexico's least populated states. Producer Melissa Giroux found that to understand the Duranguense craze, you have to have one foot in Chicago and the other in faraway Durango.
The first big Duranguense hit in Chicago was called Road to Tepehuanes. The song is about a man on a road trip who goes deep into the Mexican countryside and high up to the mountaintop town of Tepehuanes.
Voy camino a Tepehuanes, voy saliendo de Durango. Ay, mi cerro del mercado, que lejos te vas quedando. Ya pasamos de Morcillo, y en la presa voy volteando.
The traveler describes what he sees as his truck climbs the road connecting neighboring mountain villages. He tips his hat to the people he passes and stops to let school children cross. He's returned home to the northern state of Durango after many years away. Here, he sings, there's a friend behind every door. This song is just one of many that tell a story about Durango, a place that most Americans have never heard of. In and around Chicago, there's a kind of Durango fever. You see it at the record store, where kids pass over their once favorite rap artist for Duranguense CDs. You also see it at the Western clothing shops, where young men walk in wearing long t-shirts, jeans, and sneakers, and walk out wearing button-down shirts, chunky buckle belts, and cowboy boots. And, says fan Norma Perez, the most important item.
Which is not the typical Mexican sombrero. It's the Duranguense sombrero, which is like all smashed up like a Taco Bell.
The sides of the hat are surprisingly high, like an American-style taco.
So we'll call them the Taco Bell sombreros.
Durango is everywhere on the radio, like in this announcement for Chicago's Viva México Festival, which promoters promise will be 100% Duranguense. As the popularity of Duranguense music rises, so does the cachet of everyone with ties to the state of Durango. Jaime Barraza's parents are both from there.
Before, people would say, hey, you know, where are you from? Durango. Oh, all right, whatever. You know, now, they, where are you from? Durango, shut up. You're not. You liar. You're just trying to be cool.
What's surprising is how little fans of the music actually know about Durango, even kids whose parents are from there. And there isn't much help in the history or travel section of the local library. The Lonely Planet Mexico guidebook devotes 4 pages out of 1,000 to the entire mountain state. The little that people here do know seems to rely heavily on symbol and myth. Jaime Barraza and Norma Perez try to discourage stereotypes about Durango, like the one about Durango's state symbol, the scorpion, or alacrán. They say it's common for people in Chicago to assume that all people of the Sierra are alike, that Duranguenses are scorpions.
She's an alacrán, be careful with her because she's dangerous, and people from Durango are dangerous, and they're violent, and they have poison, and, you know, all this dumb stuff.
You hear about people from La Sierra, and that they're really bad, the narcos, the really bad people, the ones that... The cheat on their wives, the, you know, all those are the womanizers there. You know, be careful, don't go there, you know, don't drive in. Like if you're going to La Sierra, you know, or you're going to pass La Sierra, if your car breaks down, you're done for. Like, you're done, that's it, that's the end of it.
The people of Durango have always been thought of as tough. After all, the legendary general, Pancho Villa, was a native of the region. He's remembered as a ruthless fighter, a revolutionary, a womanizer, and a Robin Hood figure who wanted to redistribute land to the poor. Duranguense fans in Chicago may not know much about Pancho Villa, but they respect his values.
The revolutionist, Pancho Villa himself, smooth Mexican vato, known for robbing the wealth. Tough, this bandit general in his own time. Whatever came about, he was always down for the crime. Slang is playing.
If Pancho Villa were alive today and visited a Duranguense dance in Chicago, he might recognize the marching band style drum beat at its core. This drum is called a tamborazo, and it was a popular instrument during the Mexican Revolution. The tamborazo makes noise from every side. From left and right comes the drum beat, from above the crash of two cymbals. It is the heartbeat of Duranguense. Pancho Villa would also appreciate the outlaw as a running theme in Duranguense music. Chicago's Duranguense musicians make subtle references to the drug trade in their songs. At concerts, there's always a handful of mysterious young cowboys who make a show of carrying considerable cash. They wear expensive outfits, tailored leather suits, fine ostrich skin boots, black cowboy hats, and lots of gold. They order bottles of tequila for the tables around them. Whether they're real outlaws or posers, they give the scene a dangerous, macho vibe. But what appeals most to fans like 20-year-old Lisandra Nevarez is the music's sensitivity to the underdog.
It represents so much of what I like to fight for, the working class Mexican. In Mexico, there's a really big separation between classes, and they dress differently, they talk 100% differently, and they listen to completely different music. And this kind of music would be more working class. It's just what I'm about. I mean, my family did come here, and a lot of families have come here because, obviously, it wasn't going that well over there.
Lisandra's right. Things weren't going well in Durango when Pancho Villa lived there or when her parents left. To find out what life is like there today, you have to go to Durango. You have to make the long trip down to north-central Mexico. The Durango countryside is stark and beautiful. Small towns built of adobe and cement dot dusty inclines and high plains. The towns are so sparsely settled, the earth so thirsty, that to see Durango is to know it's never been easy to live here. And you may have seen Durango. Its landscape has been a central character in a number of old westerns.
Billy.
Hello, John.
You ought to have better sense than that, coming up behind a man.
This classic John Wayne scene is from his movie, The Sons of Katie Elder. Like so many other westerns, it was shot among the peaks and dusty roads here. Durango made him and other Hollywood western stars look tough. Durango native and scholar Javier Guerrero sees the influence that extreme geography has had on the area's history. The Sierra Madre mountain range runs through the state and cuts it off from the rest of Mexico. The mountains also isolate one town from another.
Ese aislamiento provocó mucho el carácter de la gente de Durango.
This isolation shaped the character of the people of Durango, strong and determined. They had to be to survive. They don't trust outsiders and see them as the enemy. But once a person is accepted, they're part of the family.
Another element that shaped the people of Durango is emigration. The state has been cursed with cyclical drought that drives people away. In the early 20th century, they were also lured away by American railroad companies who had hired Mexican workers to lay tracks, prepare roadbeds, and work as mechanics. Again, historian Javier Guerrero.
Durango fue uno de los estados previo a la revolución que tuvo un mayor desarrollo de la industria ferrocarrilera en el país.
Durango was one of the states in Mexico that had the most railroad development before the Mexican Revolution. When the railroads were finished, so were those jobs. We believe many workers headed to Chicago, originally because they had worked with Midwestern railroad companies in Durango.
And later, Duranguenses headed to Chicago for jobs in the steel industry and in the slaughterhouses. The effect of so many departures is striking. 73-year-old Leonarda González de Serrano stirs a large pot over an outdoor fire at her home in La Joya, Durango. Over the past three decades, she's watched the town empty out.
Ya las casas todas solas, ya no tiene uno como antes, muchas vecinas.
Almost all the houses are empty, she tells me. We don't have neighbors like we used to, just Señora Marta and her husband next door. Her kids have all left too. People start to return in November for the holidays, but they don't stay long. The town is very sad and very lonely. That's how we live now.
Muy triste, muy solo.
Driving through rural Durango, you pass many deserted communities. Little houses of cement lay like opened gift boxes, their tin roofs missing. Coca-Cola signs signal which homes once sold groceries. fields are left undisturbed. Senora Gonzalez encourages her kids and grandkids to stay in the U.S. She says the future is there.
Pues allá puede progresar la joya, allá ellos.
It's over there in the U.S., she tells me, that our community can move forward. Here there's nothing for us.
Aunque se vayan, no olvides.
Señora Gonzalez has no idea how right she is. The original Durango has lost much of its population, but the borders of Durango have also expanded and now include a major U.S. city. And that brings us back to Chicago, where the leader of one of the most popular Durangense bands calls this new community Durango, Illinois. It includes all of Chicago and surrounding towns like Stone Park, Aurora, Joliet, and Elgin. At the Alamo, a dance hall in Aurora, Illinois, fan Julia Mendez says she didn't even speak Spanish or hang out with other Mexican Americans before Durangense hit. Now she comes to these dances all the time and has met other fans on the internet too. A single soundtrack holds it all together. It's heard here and at other dances, in church basements, and streaming out of car windows and boom boxes.
Gente de veras, bien gente, que habla con el corazón. Mira de frente el progreso, lucha con fe y devoción.
This song is by the group Paraíso Tropical. It celebrates a ranchito in Durango, where people are good and utterly sincere. Tonight, the song says, let's sing about our home with pleasure and love and with our hearts. Words shaped by Mexico, and now heard in two Durangos, Durango, Mexico, which you can find on a map, and Durango, Illinois, which you have to listen for. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Giroux.
Oye, mi amigo, dame un trago de mezcal.